Inside an anatomy lab, William Borman, professor of basic sciences for the University of Western States, carefully turns a cadaver over on a metal table. A tinge of formaldehyde fills the air. Seven volunteers with the group MMIW Search and Hope Alliance examine its tendons, nerves, and organs.
This is a nerve right here.
Kimberly Lenning is the group's founder. She says she's seen death up close many times.
And I think through my years of traumatic experiences with violent death, I've seen a lot. It's prepared me, I think, just through the fire, like steel is forged through fire.
But for most people, exposure to death and corpses isn't a recurring thing. So Lenning reached out to Borman to arrange a visit. Not only does it gird people for when they find a body, but it helps them discern between human and animal remains. Two volunteers, Sabrina Griffith and Isabella Regalado, said they would recommend this experience.
The veins, the actual ligaments, the muscles, it was quite surprising to see it and feel it in real life. I've only touched bones and stuff like that, so it's very interesting to actually feel the inner part of our body.
It's actually been better than anticipated. I thought it would be a little bit more gruesome, but everyone has been very professional and understanding and doing their best to educate everyone else.
Lenning and Borman remind people that viewing cadavers isn't the same as coming across a corpse, whether that's in the wilderness or city. Such bodies aren't preserved, and beyond what the cause of death inflicted, would be subject to the elements and scavengers.
If it's in the wilderness, in the forest, bears, cougars, wolves, they're going to tear at stuff and leave the bones. So definitely pieces more than together.
Near the end of the visit, Borman sprayed a blue hydrating liquid to keep the cadavers from drying out and developing mold. He said everyone in Lenning's group was respectful and asked great questions.
I'm pleased that we were able to make this happen. If she were interested in doing it again, I'd be open to doing it again.
Lenning and her volunteers gave small gifts of gratitude to Borman and thanked him for his time. MMIW Search and Hope Alliance is preparing for two search efforts in the next few weeks. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull in Portland, Oregon.